Nederlanders worden altijd over de hele wereld geassocieerd met voetbal. Johan Cruijff en andere Nederlandse voetbalgiganten. Soccer dus. Brian Clark is echter een Australian Rules footy coach van Nederlandse afkomst. En hij wil juist dat vooral die Nederlanders die hier in Australië wonen eens kennis maken met zijn footy.
Yeah, so look, my background, I'm Dutch born, in Amsterdam, have a Dutch passport. My Nederlands is niet zo goed, my English is heel goed, so we'll continue in English. So I've set up a team called the Dutch Lions, and we've been around for a couple of years, and we're looking for some fresh blood. We've had a few of the Dutchies go back to the Netherlands, to go back to the freezing cold. I don't know why, but they have. And so we're recruiting some more Dutchies that are based here in Melbourne.
And this is Australian football, not soccer?
No, not soccer. It's Australian football. So look, it's a bit different to what the Dutchies are used to. It's obviously a different shaped ball, and there's a few other things that are different. But look, we just think that if you're coming to Melbourne as a backpacker, or you're only here for 6 to 12 months or 2 years, it's a great way to get involved in learning a bit more about Australia, learning about the game that is the number one sport here. And we do it with a lot of fun as well. So there is a perception that Australian football is very violent, and if you come down, we're going to rip your head off. But rest assured, that's not going to happen. It's very much for the for blokes and for girls, and they can both come down. We have a friendly training. We have friendly matches. It's a lot of fun.
Do you have mixed training with girls and boys?
Yeah, we do have the mixed training, which is great, and we have we often train with different nationalities together, so the numbers are good. So you find if you come down, you won't just meet Australians; you'll meet people from all over the world as well. So it's very friendly. It's mixed, and we train every Sunday. So training is on every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. There's no charge; it's free. It's at Gosch's Paddock, which is next to Amy Park, the soccer stadium in the city. So Gosch's Paddock is a AFL Oval on Punt Road, so very close to the city. And we also have a Facebook page which is called Team Holland AFL. So go to Team Holland AFL, join the group. We post lots more information as well. So you might not ever have the chance to play football for the Netherlands, but if you want the chance to represent the Netherlands in Australian football, your chances are much greater.
I've seen on your Facebook page that you've got your own jumper as well. How's that work?
Yeah, so we've got jumpers on the Team Holland AFL Facebook page, which you can see the famous orange Dutch Lions jumper with the blue line on there, and we've also got the Dutch flag. So it's when you look at it, it's very, very Dutch, and a lot of the guys have gone on and got their own jumpers, so we can play as a team. But if you want a Dutch jumper, let us know. They're available for players and for supporters. We don't just want players, we want supporters. We want the Dutch community in Melbourne to get behind the mighty Dutch Lions as well.
So how many Dutch players do you have?
Well, when we had the team a couple of years ago, we had 20. As I said, we've lost some numbers because some people have gone home. So at the moment, we've probably gone down to about 10. So we need some more numbers. So we've been campaigning on one of the Facebook pages, the Dutchies in Melbourne, and saying, look, you don't have to have any prior experience. You don't have to have any experience. All you need is a bit of enthusiasm and come down and we'll teach you how to play.
Well, I've been watching Australian football off and on over the last couple of years since I've lived in Australia. And what I see, I'm not into sports, but what I see is a lot of body contact on the field. It seems like those Aussie footy players seem to either want to touch the ball or each other. And is, is that going to be the case on your field?
No, so we have very friendly matches, and we even have some non-contact matches for people just starting the game. So if you come down and play your first games will be non-contact. So it's a bit like touch rugby. When you get touched, you must get rid of the ball. So you can come down, learn a new game, and when you go to pick up a loose ball, you don't have to worry about someone coming along and decapitating you. It's not the intensity that you'll see on the TV. The focus is on fitness and on fun.
And the men, do they still have to wear those really, really, really small shorts?
Well, look, the reason why the shorts are so small is the less clothing you have. That's why they also have no sleeves on the playing top. So the less clothing you have, the less there is to tackle you with. And that's the reason why the shorts are so small.
Oh, I thought it had a completely different reason.
No. It's nothing to do with it. It's actually funny. I've been over to Europe where I was doing some Australian football coaching and convincing. I was in London and convincing the British kids to put on those little tiny shorts. It was a hard sell.
Not for women, it's not.
It is, not for women as
spectators, it's not such a hard sell.
Yeah, look, I'm aware that there is that sort of appeal. But look, it's all about, it's comfortable. Once you get used to it, it's comfortable and you appreciate the fact that if you've got baggy shorts, people can reach out and grab the base of your baggy short and you can get tackled if you're playing the tackle version. But with the smaller shorts, then, it's a lot easier to escape that.
So what is your background in the footy? Because you just told me you went overseas to do some Aussie footy training. Are you an Aussie footy trainer, coach, / specialist?
Yeah, so I've been working in Australian football for 20 years and I'm a coach as well. So I take the coaching sessions on Sundays and we just tailor it to whether you're a beginner or intermediate or a bit more advanced. So as I said, been involved in it for a long time. I was based in London for 5 years. I actually had the opportunity. We created the European Championship, the first one back in 2005. And believe it or not, there was a Dutch team. And how that came about, there was no competition in the Netherlands, but a guy contacted me and said, I want to enter a team. How many players do I need? And we had a 9-a-side championship. So he said, leave it with me. They brought over all these guys to play in London. None of them had played before. And we had a function the night before at a pub, an Aussie pub, and the Dutch guys were watching the video and they were being coached by their coach on how to play the next day, which was hilarious. And out of the 10 teams, the Dutch team, who'd never played before and were coached by watching a video at 1 o'clock in the morning in a pub, they came third.
Wonderful.
Well, they had a very tall team, as you can imagine. The Dutch are very, very tall.
Yep.
And it was quite incredible. So they found out that I was of Dutch heritage, and I actually played against France and got to put on the orange jumper, and I was very, very proud to do that.
And did you yell any encouragements in Dutch on the field while you were at it?
Look, my oma had a particular vocab, so she taught me some special words in Dutch that I won't repeat on radio. So
oh, go on. If it's offensive, I'll edit it out. Go on.
Tifasur, Kalirelaya.
Kalirelaya, yep.
Godverdomme, jongen.
Oh dear, your grandmother doesn't sound like she was somebody to mess with. So you're a footy coach. You never thought about joining the real game, soccer?
Look, as someone with Dutch blood, I do follow soccer, and I know that we've been to many World Cup finals and lost all of them. And my uncles still sit back in Amsterdam and pubs and talk about the 70s and how we lost 2 World Cups in the 70s. And so, have an appreciation. In fact, people ask me who my Premier League team is, and I tell them I don't have a Premier League team. They go, what? Because my team is Ajax. So, even though I'm of Dutch heritage, I'm an Australian, and I think that Aussie rules is the best game in the world.